Morning Watch, Day 4, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 2, The Kernel of the Book of Jeremiah. Related Verses. Isaiah 6:5. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am finished, for I am a man of unclean lips, and in the midst of a people of unclean lips I dwell. Yet my eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin. Job 42:5-6. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Romans 13:11-12. And this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to be raised from sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far advanced, and the day has drawn near. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the weapons of light. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Because the God who said, Out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Suggested reading. Before his experience in Isaiah 6, Isaiah had been cleansed, but he realized that he was still unclean. This indicates that we all need to realize that we are a totality of uncleanness. No matter how many times we may be washed, we are still unclean. We all must come to know ourselves to this extent. In our experience, whether we are clean or unclean depends on the feeling of our conscience, and the feeling of our conscience depends on our seeing the Lord. How much we see the Lord determines how much we will be cleansed. The more we see the Lord and are exposed, the more we are cleansed. When our conscience is cleansed and is void of offense, we are able to contact God. According to our enlightened conscience, we are clean. But according to the actual facts of our situation in the old creation, we are not clean. As long as we remain in the old creation, we can never be completely clean, for the old creation is unclean. We need the redemption of our body. Once our body is redeemed, we will get out of the old creation. At that time, we will be completely clean. When we live in the divine light, we are under its enlightenment, and it exposes, according to God's divine nature and through God's nature in us, all our sins, trespasses, failures, and defects which contradict his pure light, perfect love, absolute holiness, and excelling righteousness. At such a time, we sense in our enlightened conscience the need of the cleansing of the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus, and it cleanses us in our conscience from all sins that our fellowship with God and with one another may be maintained. Our relationship with God is unbreakable, yet our fellowship with him can be interrupted. The former is of life, whereas the latter is based on our living, though it also is of life. Our fellowship, which is conditional, needs to be maintained by the constant cleansing of the Lord's blood. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I abhor myself, and I repent, in dust and ashes. This indicates that Job gained God in his personal experience, in addition to knowing God in his vain knowledge by tradition, and that he abhorred himself. Seeing God equals gaining God. To gain God is to receive God in his element, in his life, and in his nature. Eventually, this not only makes us one with God, it even makes us a part of God. I prefer not to use the phrase "one with" in describing our relationship with God, because to be made a part of God, to be constituted with God in his life and nature, is more than being one with God. We see God that we may be constituted with God, yet we do not have any share in the Godhead. All God's redeemed, regenerated, sanctified, transformed, conformed, and glorified people will see God's face. Seeing God transforms us, because in seeing God, we receive his element into us. As we receive God, a new element comes into us, and the old element is discharged. This metabolic process is transformation. To see God is to be transformed into the glorious image of God. This makes us a part of God, that we may express God in his life and represent him in his authority. Job said not only that he saw God, but also that he abhorred himself. According to our experience, the more we see God and love God, the more we abhor ourselves. The more we know God, the more we deny ourselves.